Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you're unsure of the will of God, then you cannot have faith in that area. Like Dr. Bosworth said, faith begins where the will of God is known. You can't have faith unless you're convinced and persuaded of the will of God. How's a person going to get born again? And they're not sure whether God wants to save them or not. Whether it's God's will to save me or not. I mean, what if somebody came down the altar and they're lost and then you say, well, Lord, save them. If it be thy will. What would people do? Most anybody in any Christian church would say, oh, no. Don't, no, you don't pray that way. Why? Because we know it's the will of God for them to be saved. How do you know? Well, why can't you pray that way about healing? Or other things? Right? You see what I'm saying? It's ignorance. And I'm not talking about somebody else told you what I did. But I changed the way I pray. And we've seen a whole lot better results since then. Too. Well, you hear all these testimonies. These people are not praying if it be thy will. I said, well now, Brother Keith, Jesus prayed if it be thy will. I know. But he wasn't having a healing meeting in the garden. Was he now? And you never see him or any of the apostles or disciples in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts ever pray for the sick with an if it be thy will. Ever. So then it's unscriptural to pray that way. Because in order for something to be scriptural, what do you need for it? Scriptures. Right? Show us a scripture. Where they prayed, Jesus prayed that way, or they prayed that way in the New Testament. You can't. Thanks be unto God. When you know the will of God, faith comes up in you. Confidence and boldness. And then you can come boldly before the throne of grace. Not arrogantly, not proudly, but boldly with confidence. Why? Because you know the will of God now. You're not wondering and wavering and what if and we don't know. No, he said so, so we know. And that's what faith is all about. Faith is sure. Faith is confident. Faith is fully persuaded. He said, the wise man builds his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew. Some stuff went on, didn't it? And beat on the house. Now let's just stop right here. If you are a man of faith, does that ensure you will never have a storm? No, it does not. This man is a doer of the word. The one he's talking about right here. This is a wise man. This man has heard the word. He believed the word and he has acted on the word. He is a perpetual lifestyle doer of the word and he had a storm. It rained. Brother, did it rain? Until the floods came. He had rain. He had floods. He had winds. I mean big winds. And it beat on the house. See, this is where a lot of folk get in trouble because if there's any rain or if there's the wind, they go, I don't understand. I'm a faith person. This is not supposed to be happening to me. Now, we're just finding out how much of a faith person you're not. Because we don't really see your faith until the pressure's on. Until it doesn't look like it or feel like it, then is when you see faith. No, but he just keeps doing the word, doing the word, doing the word. And the storm came, the floods came, the wind blew. It beat on him. Being a faith man or woman doesn't mean you'll never have any challenges. He got rained on. He got floods came against him. His house got beat on. But it fell not. Didn't fall. for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a what?
Foolish.
So a foolish person is one who hears and doesn't do. A wise man hears and does. He'll be likened to a foolish man that built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, same thing, and beat on the house, but what happened? What's the big difference? Both of them encountered storms in life. The big difference is it fell. And when it fell, it completely fell. Great was the fall of it. So the wise man is the doer of the word. How many doers do I have in here?
Amen.
Say it out loud. I'm a doer.
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 Of the word of God.
Are you going to have to withstand some symptoms?
Yes.
On situations?
Yes.
Will there be times when something is pelting you?
Yes.
Hmm? Yes. The floods are slapping up against your house. Does that mean that you have failed?
No.
No. What do we do now? Having done all to stand? You stand. Keep saying it. Even when it looks like it's too late and it's too far gone, you keep saying it, you keep expecting it, you keep saying it, and I mean it may be raining so loud, you got to yell to get above the rain. And the thunder may be shaking your house and the floods are slapping up against your door. But what do? You keep doing the same thing you were doing yesterday and the day before because the word does not change. And the great thing is, sooner or later, that's got to subside. And when the dust clears, you'll be standing there with the miracle, with the blessing. Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
Through faith and patience, persistence, endurance, we inherit all the promises and blessings and benefits of God. Can you say amen? And it's a wise man that'll do it and keep on doing it. Why? Because he knows this can't last. A wise person sees past this stuff in front of you and sees the end result and goes, no, this has to change. I mean, God will not let his word fail. He cannot lie. So I'm standing, I'm staying. Do you still have Proverbs 4? Good. I thought you needed to hear that before we got to this. Are y'all believing God with me tonight? Man, we've got some really good things to get to. And sometimes people might think, well, why don't you just hurry up and get to them? It's not that simple. You know, there's a great scripture in Ecclesiastes. It says, wherever the tree falls, to the north or the south, wherever it falls, that's where it lays. I think, that's deep, yeah. Wherever the tree falls, that's where it lays. If it fell the other way, it'd lay that way. Anybody ever cut any trees? Well, if you ever cut any trees out in the woods, sure enough woods, you'll learn that you have to learn how to throw the tree to make it lay where you want it to lay. You cut it wrong, or some of you might have found out. Bought you a new chainsaw. If you don't know how to cut a tree, you just go, hey, I'm going to cut this tree down. You get out there and get to cutting, and you hear it crack, and you step out of the way, and you go, no, not that way, not that. Boom! Right into your house. Or right across your car. You threw it the wrong way, and it lay in the wrong spot. Well, in bringing a message, it's that way. We got the big tree. We want to throw it in the right place, and if it lays right and it lays in your heart, it'll be there 50 years from now.
Right?
But sometimes before you throw the big tree, you got a lot of other little trees. If you don't get them out of the way, anybody ever been in the woods before you learn how, and you cut a tree and you got it cut and it went, huh? And that's it. Because there were so many other trees around, it wouldn't fall. And you thought, I should have cut those other trees first. Well, you weren't wise. And sometimes that's what's happening when we deal with this, then we deal with that, then we deal with this. We're getting these other little trees out of the way so we can throw the big tree. And if y'all will stay with me and believe with me, we'll get to big trees. Amen. Proverbs 4, are you there? Proverbs 4, verse 5, 6, and 7 has been our main text for our study on the wisdom of God that we've been involved with for some weeks here. Verse 5 says, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she'll preserve you. Love her, she'll keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. So what's the emphasis in this passage? Get it. Who's the understood subject? You. You get it. You get what? Get wisdom. Get understanding. It must be available, or he wouldn't tell us to get it. And we're not waiting on him because he didn't say, wait till I give it to you. What did he say?
Yes.
Which must mean it's there. When mama says, come and get it. Does that mean she's starting to cook?
No.
No, you understand it's on the table. Come and get it. It's ready. Well, the wisdom is ready. The understanding is ready. He told us to get it. Now, we've gone over a number of things about how we lay hold of wisdom and understanding. But let's go on further. Today, we talked about discernment the last two Fridays, I believe it was. Everybody say discernment. Ecclesiastes 8. We saw this. Let's look at it again. Verse 5, whoever keeps the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. What does discernment mean? To be able to tell the difference. To be able to differentiate. To be able to distinguish. To discern. A wise person discerns.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602N. That's R-1602N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God. Faith, God.